Hi, and thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we simply adore anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. I wanted to talk a little bit about an experience that I had with a client and friend and mentor of mine, and a past life energy in the way that it was showing up in their reality. I am incredibly blessed to have this individual in my reality where we are both very comfortable in the position as a mentor and the position as a teacher. And so it's this really neat dynamic where we will dance back and forth between the role of mentor and teacher with each other in a pretty kind of seamless way. And that for me is just stunning. I love that dance. And I love that dance with this individual because it's not awkward. It's smooth and it's flowy. And there's no ego there. And we are both able to learn and receive these really deep lessons and knowings, both as the mentor and as the teacher. So it's a pretty fun relationship for me, and hopefully it is for them also. And we were talking one day about a block that they have around sacral chakra and solar plexus, a combination there of a sexual block and a self-worth block. And I am a huge believer in looking at past lives through the lens of how it is impacting you in this life. And the reason that that is the way that I work with and engage with past life energy is because my heart and soul are really in healing. And to just see past lives to see past lives feels like entertainment value. And it feels like it devalues what a past life reading can be and what it can bring into your reality. And so the way that I receive information about a past life is 100% always through the lens of healing. And there's always an impact on this life, or there's not a reason for me to be seeing it. And I don't even try to see lives that aren't impacting this life. It's not, for me, it's not anything that I have an interest in. I have no desire to go reaching to just see a bunch of past lives for entertainment value. And that might sound a little bit judgmental, and I don't mean it to, because for someone else, that entertainment value might be really aligned and important and a safe space to start working with past life energy and start to feel comfortable looking at past lives. And so it's not that I don't understand the value. It's that that is not the kind of past life reading that I have a desire to do. And again, I think that it is a spot where people can be comfortable meeting metaphysics and meeting energy work in the realm of entertainment. And I see that sometimes with people, a tarot reading feels safe to them, but an intuitive reading might not. And once they get into a tarot reading, they recognize that there is a lot of content and value in that tarot reading, but it's almost too late. They're already kind of hooked into it. And I think that past life readings that are more from an entertainment value can have the same kind of bridge or pathway into healing. But for me, that's not the way that I want to read. And I am really grateful that there are past life readers out there that create that bridge of safety for people who might need it or want it. So I was chatting with this friend, mentor, client, all at the same time. And we were talking about a block that they're experiencing and didn't really want to be experiencing. And so we talked about the things in this life, the here and now, the things that had happened previously in their life, but the things that are in this life first, and how those are impacting them, and how those things are impacting this block, and what they like and don't like about things happening in their reality. And then we ended up speaking about a past life that I had seen on this individual. And I'd been able to see it for a long time, but given our relationship and the fact that we kind of move between roles pretty fluidly, I needed this individual to be in a space where they were ready to hear about the past life, and that it wasn't something that I was bringing to them unsolicited. And recognizing that the timing of this material, this content for them, was important. And so we were talking about this block that they are experiencing, and when we kind of worked through all this stuff in this life, we pivoted and started to talk about a past life where they had been incredibly, incredibly disempowered around sex. And in that life, they were a slave. And they were essentially a sex slave. And as I started to tell this individual what I had seen, what I do see on them, they burst into tears. And now this beautiful individual readily accesses their emotions. And so tears in general are not out of the ordinary for them. But the intensity and the speed at which they went from 0 to 100 with their emotions was a beautiful display that we were touching on something that was really deep. And I shared what I had seen in that life. And with any past life reading, I always say, this is what I see energetically. This is what I'm receiving, right? And this is not something that I'm going to go look up in history or look in a book. This is the energy that comes through when I tune in from an awareness standpoint of what your, you know, the kind of imprint in your energy field that goes beyond this life. And this is the imprint, the energetic imprint, so to speak, that I see. And I always say, if this doesn't resonate, release it. If it does not feel true to you, don't own it. But if it does, it gives you the opportunity to look at yourself in a different way and to work with yourself and the way that you move through the world and understand the way that you move through the world differently. And there's a lot of power and empowerment in that, especially when it can feel confusing about a particular way that you are showing up in the world, and a particular way that you're moving through the world that just doesn't seem to make sense for you. Why do I do this? Or why do I react like this? Or why do I bring this energy to this kind of situation? And one of the things that I watch for whenever I'm doing a past life reading is the way that an individual reacts in all four quadrants, right? In mind, in heart, in body, and in spirit. And getting to observe them and the way that they, their initial reaction to what I share is oftentimes pretty telling. And it's not really something that can be faked. And her reaction was certainly very telling. She immediately burst into tears. And these were not little teardrops gently rolling down her cheeks. This was a guttural cry from somewhere really, really deep in her. And my job at that point in time is to stop and pause and hold a ground while that person begins to integrate what I just said to them. And what does that mean for them? And is that true for them? And how do they want to work with that? And once this individual worked through the first initial reaction from body and heart and mind and spirit, they were able to say, Why am I reacting so intensely right now? Why did I go from a 0 to 100 in the blink of an eye? And we just talked about how there's a memory there and you touched on it. And there's a wound there and you touched on it. And as the dust started to settle, so to speak, and they started to come to a place of ground inside of themselves. And I stopped holding the ground so intensely and allowed them to hold their own ground. Then all the pieces of the puzzle that they had been working with started to come together in a very different way. And they had this beautiful opportunity to say, this is why I do this. And this is why I do that. And this is why I have such strong emotions around this. And this is why this has always resonated. And why that has always triggered me. And then they were able to see that the things that we talked about in this life, you know, the stuff that had happened in this life, was very much connected to that life. And that they were working with that same energy in a very different way. And having the opportunity to heal some of those wounds and learn different lessons and unlearn different lessons. And there's something really, really impressive for me about getting to watch somebody go through that and be a silent observer as they open up doors inside of themselves that they didn't even know were there. And they open the door and say, oh yeah, I know this room. I know this closet. I know this corner. But they didn't even know it was there. And watching somebody go deep inside of themselves and understand who they are and why they react and respond the way that they react and respond, and why they move through the world in a particular way, is just so beautiful for me. And when they see themselves through that lens, through a different lens, and they get to explore themselves differently, it also provides the opportunity for them to create a different story and to move through the world differently. They get the option, once they really understand what it is that is the root of why they react and respond a specific way, or why they move through the world in a particular way, then they can say, oh, you know, this is a trauma response, for example, and I can change the story. I can heal that. And in healing that, it creates freedom for them to pick a different story and a different way of moving through the world. Now, maybe they pick the same exact way that they've been moving through the world in a specific aspect, right? Maybe they choose that and no longer feel like it is something that is chosen for them. But they get to make this choice. And they make it. Or maybe they make the choice to move through the world differently. But they get that freedom. It doesn't feel like their trauma is leading and they're following. It begins to be that they are leading as their trauma heals. And those wounds begin to dissipate and integrate. And it will never mean that those things didn't happen, right? When we have a wound, we have a wound. Whatever created that wound will always be a part of our reality. But we get to decide how we allow that wound to shape us once we can really see it. And it's like when someone experiences trauma, it's like a piece of clay is put on the table. And every individual gets to decide what they're gonna do with that clay. How do I mold it? How do I work with it? How do I shape it? What do I want it to be? The experience that created the trauma will always be there. That experience happened. But we get the right to decide how we mold that clay. And sometimes having additional information about who you are and the experiences that may have created trauma or a wound for you are also the gateway to freedom to show up and move through the world differently. And so this was a really stunning experience for me. To watch this individual who I love dearly and trust and respect and hold in the highest regard. And to get to watch them start that process of looking at that energy. And obviously, you know, our conversation only lasted so long. And then it's her job to take that information and that energy and work with it however she wants to. Whether it be in meditation, whether it be through some form of creative expression, whether it be dance, whether it be painting, whether it be journaling, whether it be a journey or a walk or whatever with that content. That's for her. And she'll work with that energy and that material in any way that she sees fit. And I knew that she had a bunch of work to do after our conversation was done. But I also knew that she did a bunch of work in our conversation. And I feel incredibly grateful to get the opportunity to watch people explore themselves and explore this phenomenal human experience and the blessing that it is. And this was just one example of that. So, I wanted to share that experience for multiple different reasons. But in the event that you are having a hard time understanding why you move through the world in a particular way, why you react and respond a particular way, just know that inside of you, there are answers. And sometimes that energy is the here and now. Sometimes that energy is rooted in something from childhood. Sometimes that energy is rooted in something beyond this human experience. And sometimes it's a combination of all of those things. But inside of you are the answers that you have been searching for. And I hope that wherever this podcast meets you, you are having a magical day, or a magical morning, or a magical evening, or a magical night. And really appreciate you being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast.